Vladimir Putin begins a fourth term as Russian president amid protest and rising inflation, and the soaring cost of vanilla proves chilling for ice cream makers.
Vanilla has gone up by 30 times what it was a couple of years ago. As a business, we decided to absorb the cost so everyone could carry on enjoying vanilla ice cream.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Russia saw protests in several cities over the weekend, but in the last hour, celebration as President Putin took the oath of office at the Kremlin.
Russia should be contemporary, up-to-date and dynamic, should face challenges of the time to increase its leadership in areas where we are traditionally strong. And I'm confident that working painstakingly and united, we will reach better results in areas where not everything has been successful.
He's now been in power for 18 years, fueling criticism. He's more like a czar than an elected leader. Economist Cornelia Meyer says he also faces serious economic challenges.
The Russian economy has gone through a few years of recession, and because the sanctions were really biting. But it's growing again precisely because the oil price has been going up. It's way above $70. So that really drowns out the effect of the sanctions. The World Bank forecasts a 1.6% growth, but inflation is 3.7%. So in real terms, it still will be shrinking, mainly because imports, it's tough because the ruble has lost a lot of value, especially because of the latest bout of sanctions out of the US. They're biting export sectors, but when you look at the Russian economy, it's now exporting more and more to China. China has become a more important trading partner. They're now exporting oil and gas to China. As always with sanctions, it bites Mr. Everyman. It doesn't bite the people at the top.
Economist Cornelia Meyer there. Let's do the numbers. Global stocks are mixed, with markets in the UK closed for a bank holiday. Shares of Air France are plunging after the company's boss resigned on Friday. Workers rejected a new pay deal and they continued strikes. Last night, France's economy minister warned the troubled airline could, quote, disappear if dialogue doesn't resume. Now, got your morning coffee? If it's Starbucks, you might be interested to know that Nestle has brewed up a plan with the coffee giant to corner more of the global coffee market. The BBC's Victoria Craig explains.
Nestle today announced a $7.15 billion deal for rights to market Starbucks products globally outside the coffee chain's stores. It's a segment of the Seattle-based company's business that generates annual sales of $2 billion. Nestle CEO Mark Schneider said the deal is, quote, a significant step for its high-growth coffee business, which already includes Nescafe and Nespresso. The company's coffee and creamer segment reportedly generates about $18 billion and is part of its beverages category, which was the fastest-growing segment in 2017. The move positions Nestle to better compete with investment company JAB Holding, which has been snapping up U.S. coffee brands over the last several years. JAB's portfolio now includes California's Pete's Coffee, Keurig Green Mountain, Espresso House, and Caribou Coffee. Under terms of the deal, which is subject to regulatory approval, 500 Starbucks employees will move over to Nestle but remain in Seattle. Nestle shares are slightly higher on the news. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Now, it might just be plain old vanilla, but don't underestimate the value of the spice. As the BBC's Mariam Moshiri reports, vanilla is now more expensive than silver.
Cookie dough, chocolate brownie, creme brulee. Whatever your favourite flavour, vanilla, the key ingredient for sweet treats, is now, after saffron, the second most expensive spice in the world. Snugbury's ice cream is run by three sisters in Cheshire.
I'm Cleo from Snugbury's Ice Cream. I run this business with my sisters Hannah and Kitty, and we make 3 to 4 tons of ice cream a week, and we make 30 to 40 flavours all year round.
The family's been churning ice cream for 30 years, but the cost of this key ingredient is starting to bite.
Well, vanilla has gone up by 30 times what it was a couple of years ago. And so as a business, we decided to absorb the cost of the vanilla price so everyone could carry on enjoying vanilla ice cream.
The sisters insist they'll stick with the real thing. But other ice cream businesses are taking vanilla off the menu.
Yeah, if the price continues to go up, then we will have to, do a bit of number crunching and have a look at where we can take that as a business.
So why has vanilla become such a valuable commodity?
A
at RHS Wisley Gardens, vanilla orchids are grown inside a special glasshouse. But over 75% of the world's vanilla grows in Madagascar.
Vanilla is currently around $600 a kilo. The main reason for this is that there was a cyclone in Madagascar last March, which damaged a lot of the plantations. And despite hopes that the price would have eased by now, it's still on the high side, at around those levels. And in fact, this means that it's higher than the price of silver.
It'll take until June to find out how this year's vanilla harvest fares. The team at Snugbury say they aren't passing on the cost to customers yet. They say the taste is worth it, whatever the price.
Maria Mushiri, finally, talk about for better or for worse, a bride in Brazil decided to go ahead with her wedding despite arriving in a helicopter that crashed. Everyone survived. Let's hope that's the worst part over with, at least. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.